Hey, welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Purple Punch by Considerate Flowers.
Each episode, we'll be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it. Dating part two.
Love.
Right.
That was definitely not on key either.
It was.
You were key.
It was angelic. I liked it. It sounded good to me.
My voice cracked.
Oh, right. Love. Side note. It's not a side note. Mm-hmm. It is, but it's not. This is our 10th episode. I feel like we need, like, balloon poppers. You know, everybody on Instagram and TikTok be, like, popping balloons. We don't have money for balloons right now. Whatever, man. That sounds like so much energy.
Those are fireworks.
When we have, like, 1 million followers, I'll pop some balloons. But until we have 1 million followers, no balloons. Just kidding. That's so much. I don't even want 1 million followers ever in my life. You think about people that have... like, millions of people following them on social media.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's too much.
I don't even have social media.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
And then I'm incognito on TikTok. Because I don't post on there, but I'm, like, Mila.
Yeah, you are Mila, yeah.
I'm Mila on TikTok. I just be watching. I ain't posting.
I know. Social media is a weird space. It's a cool space, but it's a weird space, too. Nothing like MySpace, though.
Back in the day.
Excuse me.
Speaking of
back in the day.
Back in the day.
Nice. That was a good segue.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So last episode, we talked about dating a new city.
Mm-hmm.
And all that shenanigans that goes on there. But where did it all start? Where did it all come from?
Where... does it come from?
Where did we begin?
Where did we begin? Where does love start? Where does it end?
Where does it end?
Just kidding.
I don't know. It's...
it's eternal.
It's what?
Eternal.
Eternal. I thought you said it's a turtle. It's like, some people love turtles. Yeah, for sure.
It's a turtle.
Sounds like potato. Anyways,
eternal a turtle. Sorry, okay, we're done. Sorry.
What a mess. We. It's so hard to not like just die laughing about all the stuff that we talk about, and so it's just a part of it. We said at the beginning, you laugh with us and you cry with us, and I haven't cried yet, so.
Not today. Maybe yesterday, but not today. I'd be stronger.
I'm just kidding. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, man.
We are embracing the whole, I know that everybody's doing it, rightfully so, everybody should, just the whole, everything just works out for us.
Everything
I know that shit
works out.
Is sometimes shit, but that's a good mantra for this year, you know?
Hell
and
yeah.
Then just like, the more you say it, the more you believe it, you more align with it, all that jazz.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm excited for the things to come, you know? Blech. Once you're on the other side.
For sure.
Oh, God.
But going back to what we were talking about.
Side note.
So when we're talking about how it all begins, I think it's really important to just kind of talk about maybe how we viewed love at a young age, and that it's...
You're so professional. I can't even. But yes, I do think that's important. How we viewed love at a young age is important.
Yeah.
It like frames... all of it, really.
Yeah, I really feel like the relationships that we've seen, like, really showed themselves in our young relationships and even, like, in our older relationships. And I think kind of the first thing to talk about is how that's molded us as people, and also talk about some funny shit too, like with our silly, crazy stories of young love and how that went all the way until we were in college.
College. Oh my God. I mean, my experiences were different than your experiences, but some of our experiences were very similar. And it wasn't really until we became friends and we've just, like, talked about everything under the sun that you said something about, like, how cool it is that we both had first loves, like, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody has that. And I didn't really realize that. I kind of thought, maybe it's because we're from small towns that you fall in love with each other or whatever. Like,
what?
Like, there's not as many options and you are dating and I don't know. I mean, kind of. You're all dating the same people. That's a weird thing. You're all dating the same people. But some people click. Like, there's a lot of people from my, like, hometown that were high school sweethearts and are still married.
Yeah. Mine too.
And there's a lot of people that aren't still either.
Fair enough.
You know, you change, you develop.
Yeah. I think it is really cool, though, that we both have those experiences because exactly like you said, I didn't realize that not everyone really had, I feel like, kind of the privilege to have that a little bit because, yeah. I mean, when you're young and those hormones are pumping, it's you're just like, you know,
it's like, wild.
It is wild. But it's like, it's crazy how your emotions, though, can feel so much. I feel like it's sometimes for people, like, the first time that they're just like, oh my gosh, like, I've never felt, like, this strongly in a romantic way about, like, somebody. And you don't know what to do with all those emotions. Because you're a teenager. It's like, you don't know how to handle shit.
Yeah, and then when you're in a relationship and they feel it back and then you both are just running on some weird fucked up teenage high. Like, what is that?
It's crazy. And you can... I mean, you were with your high school boyfriend longer than I was, but even then I was with mine for 2 years.
I was like, it was 2 years on the record. Yeah.
I bet.
That's all. Call me again in 10 years. Maybe we'll get that part out. I'm just kidding. But yeah, like 2 years. But like, that feels like a long time. That's like,
especially when you're a teenager.
High school feels like a fucking whole lifetime. Because it is. Like, you know, high school is high school. And people think about that when they're fucking 80 years old. Maybe, hopefully not, but you never know. But high school is a really important part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years of that is a long time in teenage years.
Yeah. You know? It is a long time. I mean, that was like half of high school. Like,
yeah.
For me and... it's crazy because, like, whenever you are in that relationship, though, like, honestly, like, while my high school boyfriend was a nice guy, like, we sometimes have, like, a toxic relationship because I feel like it's like I mentioned, like, you just have all these feelings and you don't know what to do with it. Yeah, you're almost, like, obsessed with each other. It's kind of,
totally. It's
like,
weird.
Not very healthy.
No, it's not healthy at all. We're like, the privilege of being in our first toxic relationship. The first of several.
It was just the beginning.
Little did we know. That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
But it is, I mean, it is, like... It's a privilege in some ways, and it's a fucking learning experience in some ways. And I think, like, for me, my thing is, we were so consumed in each other. And even, like, years later, like, we kind of talked about it enough to, like, understand. Like, we just, like, didn't know who we were without each other, mm-hmm. and the vision we had, and the vision our families had, and, like, all that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was kind of, he was like, I need to figure out who I was without you. And I was like, yeah, me too. And it was toxic and awful, but I, like, lost all of my identity, but it allowed me to start from, like, ground one of, like, okay, what do I really believe? And that's, like, this process of me, like, learning how to date, like, otherwise. And I've made a bajillion mistakes in between and will still, but like, it was a process of learning of like, what's actually important to me? What do I actually believe in? And that kind of stuff. And so, but it's interesting because what you talk about with your high school boyfriend, like, are similar, like, you can relate to me on, like, certain things, and, like, what it feels like when you break up, and what it feels like whenever you, like...
Oh, yeah, it feels like the fucking world is ending.
Right?
Like, this is it. I cannot ever go on.
Dude, it's serious, though.
It really is.
That, I mean, like, changed my life.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
It's, like, a crazy, like, heartbreak like that, especially young, because you believe it so much. Oh, you're just, like, so convinced, like, this is it. This is the person I'm gonna be with for the rest of my life. And like, you know, some, for some people it is, but I think for a lot of us it's not. And it's just that first heartbreak, that first experience. And obviously some people, like some of you guys have probably, you know, maybe experienced relationship like that first love a little later when you were more mature as well, and that's like just as special. But I think that, you know, I think that when you have that relationship when you're young too, or even just that first like first fiery love.
Well, I think it doesn't even matter, really. I mean, high school too, but like your first love in general is usually probably pretty similar. Like,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
Like, it's like whether you're in your whatever, like your first love, you're probably gonna be a little codependent, a little like
you don't know what you're doing.
No,
it's like the first time, and you know, like you're insecure, you don't know what the fuck you're doing,
and you're trying to do like the right thing. But, like, what is the right thing?
Yeah.
And we had, like, the structure of, like, what it was all supposed to look like, especially back when we were growing up, which is dumb. That was, like, okay, it was, like, 10 years ago. But still, things are, people are a little bit more understanding about some shit, but we still grew up a little bit more, like, closed-minded and, yeah, like, very, like, structured. And we both grew up in the church, so there was, like, you know, expectations or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not saying there other things don't have expectations, but it was just hard because you had to walk this freaking line when all this stuff is like raging through you. Like, I'm in love with this person at 16 years old. You know what I mean? And they're like, this is all I want. Like, I get Romeo and Juliet. They were young bitches and they were like, I just want you, so let's die together.
Yeah, like, but that's how it feels. Like, it really does feel like that.
I know, it's crazy.
It's funny to look back on, but I mean, I think about it, and I think why I'm so appreciative of having that experience is because, like little Joey, like, really felt that, and she, like, really believed that, and it was, like, I look at it as, like, a good time in my life. Like, yes, there's parts of it that are toxic and all this stuff, but, like, I'm really grateful for having that experience, and I think that, but, like, along with that, you know, there's kind of that saying, like, you carry, like, stuff from your past relationships into this relationship.
There's that saying?
There's the saying.
I think that's a pretty on-the-head freaking saying.
Take your baggage with you, yeah. You know, that you've got from that experience. But
totally.
I think it's the same thing, like, when you're, you know, especially that first love, you kind of look at maybe mimicking or trying not to mimic, also on the other hand, you know, patterns that you've seen, like, growing up in relationships, and it could not, like, it could be your parents, it could be, like, whoever, like,
people you admire.
Yeah, people you admire, like, even, like, celebrities, or, like,
whatever, yeah.
Yeah, like, other friends, you know, and it's, like, you see other friends' parents, and you kind of, like, pick up on it, and, I think that really, like, shapes, you know, in, I don't know, like, the decisions you make in your relationships, or the things that you choose, because you're kind of, you're mimicking what you're seeing, or also trying not to mimic that and kind of overcorrecting.
So we love a good overcorrection.
Overcorrection.
We've done that. I've overcorrected.
Yeah.
Kinda. I mean, yeah. Dude, it's weird. My mom always told me, though, especially after that, especially after my high school boyfriend and I broke up, because we went, like, to college together and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I look back on it, aside from, like, the last little tail bit of it, like, I'm grateful for it, too, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's nice because when you're young, you think, oh, my God, I'm never going to get over this. Like, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, my world is ending. And my world did end for a little bit. But then it just, like, I walked into a new season, and I'm... But there's stuff that I carried and that I've learned. Mm-hmm. But my mom... Back to it. My mom told me that you should date other people. And then, yeah, you take what you like and then what you don't like and what you want, and like create your boundaries that way, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely very much like a growing process.
Holy shit.
And sometimes you fucking backtrack, you know what I mean? Like,
when you think you, oh yeah, we have, we all talk all about that later. When you think you've got it right, oh, you can still get it wrong.
That is for damn sure.
Oh my god, man.
I even think too, I mean, so I had my high school boyfriend and then we broke up and
world ended.
World domination. wrong thing.
Potato.
Oh my gosh. Eternal a turtle. Like, okay.
Eternal turtle.
Oh my god.
Holy shit. Anyways, yeah, so college, right? I'm assuming that's what you're getting into, is because your high school boyfriend and then you went to college. And yeah. Then that was a whole different experience. But do you feel like you carried stuff from your high school relationship into?
Yeah, I think like a your little next bit. One? I mean, so like in between all of that, and I know we're going to talk about this more in like another podcast, but I think in between all of that were, you know, I had some like negative experiences with guys, you know what I mean? So it's like, I was in this like relationship with my boyfriend for 2 years and then we break up and I was in the church and stuff and yada, yada, yada. We'll talk about that later. But, it's like some of those church boys, dude, they're fucking bad. Like they're bad. So it's just like, I feel like that kind of like, I hate to like say it, but it fucked me up a little bit.
Dude, no shit. It fucked me up. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because it's just like one, like I was like a thick bitch with big old titties, like in church. And that was like forbidden, you know? Like, God, sorry. Like God gave me this fucking womanly body.
Sorry. God gave me titties, you assholes.
No shit. Like, Jesus. Oh my gosh. And so it's like I was always getting like nagged on about what I was wearing. I was trying to be appropriate. Like they were like, oh, you're thick, you can't wear shorts because your butt's gonna come out or your hips. And it's like, and then you watch where you wear, your titties are out, okay,
your
like calm the fuck down.
Yeah, dude, your clavicle is just too much. It's just too much.
Fucking ridiculous.
For these boys. Well, teach your boys maybe to to be gentlemen, okay?
Exactly. It's so fucking stupid. But that shit, like, honestly, I know that's like a whole other topic and we could go down a rabbit trail, but
and we will, don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Expected. There we go. But it's just like that shit. It really affects women, and I know so many like women that I've talked to that has, you know, the way they were treated in those years have really affected like their relationship, like moving forward. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, yes, I do. I do know what you mean. Okay. Yeah,
but
I feel like. There's been plenty of cases where I have done, like, you think about it and I try and compartmentalize. I'm like, you were young. That shit doesn't matter, but that shit still comes up. And yeah. I think that comes up for everybody. So I don't feel like that's like abnormal.
Because those are like your very much your developmental years. And when stuff like that happens or you're treated a certain type of way, it does, like, affect your self-esteem and how you, like, carry yourself.
And then something in your subconscious, like, is, like, forgets. And that's something that people say, like, people can give you a million compliments, like, celebrities and shit. Like, people will have millions of, like, good things to say, and then the one bad thing is what, like, sticks with you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, like, the same shit with the relationships and, like, what people say or what happened in those developmental years. It's, like, there's still shit that I can remember, like, verbatim that people that don't even matter, like, said to me. Yeah. Like, why do I still carry that, you know? Yeah. But it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. It's hard to, you know, it's really, like, that positive self-talk and, like, you're really having to, like, force yourself to think a certain way because that is something that sticks and it's so easy to focus on that. But I feel like that really did, you know, like, that period of time that fucked me up a little bit with those guys and just that whole culture. I feel like whenever I got into my next relationship, then I went like the other extreme. So it was like, I was like, oh, church guys, good guys, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like my next relationship was this guy that I had a crush on since I was 12 years old, jumped over my head at the skate park. So I was, of course, like fucking little wannabe skater emo kid Joey.
She was a skater girl. Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, ah. But then, like,
I was this, yeah.
But we were same just, thing. Like, friends. Like, but we would talk, like, on and off. And finally, when I turned 20, we gave it a shot. But it was, like, you know, he's a good guy. And, like, I will never say anything bad about him. But he just, you know, he had some issues. And, like, that was, like, really hard for me because it was, like, it was like I had a very strong relationship, you know, in high school for being in high school. And then I had went through that period, and then I went to this next relationship that it was like, I would have done anything for him. Like, you say jump, I will jump. And, like, that's not healthy.
No.
You know what I mean? So it's like really looking at that and being like, fuck, dude. Like, I remember, you know, just... So he lived in Albuquerque, and I lived in Las Cruces where I was going to school. And so I would, like, drive up there all the time to see him because my sister lived there and I have friends there. So I was there, like, every weekend for a while.
Which is, like, 4 hours, three hours, something like that. It's far.
Yeah. I expected. She did it again in another relationship, but that's beside the point. So, like, so it's just, I remember I would just drive up there all the time to, like, see him. And, like, we were sleeping in his... friends, like, the room that he was renting that was, like, not in a great area of Albuquerque, and we slept on, like, a twin mattress together. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, but I would have done anything for him. Anything.
So those are the days, sleeping on twin I can't even sleep on a twin mattress by myself anymore. No, thank you.
Let alone an air mattress.
Yeah. It was an air mattress?
Yes.
You didn't say
on
that.
On the floor.
Oh, yeah.
It was an air mattress. A twin size. And he was, like, 6'3".
Holy shit.
I don't even know how he fit on there. We did it, probably. I was, like, halfway on the floor. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
But I love him.
Oh my god, that is the fucking, yeah, just for the, but mom, I love him.
Oh my gosh, for real.
And then,
though.
No, I know. That's funny, if you look back on your past self and you hear, like, if you can picture your past self saying that to your current self, but I love him, I would turn around and be like, shut the fuck up.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Like, calm the fuck down. I'm just kidding. Oh my god.
Oh my god. But you have to learn that shit. You gotta go through it in order to.
Yeah.
I didn't really have relationships in college. Like, at the end of college, I did. But I went to, like, that private Christian university for a hot minute. So when you talk about church boys, they're bad news. They're bad fucking news. Yeah. And pastor's kids, the fucking worst. And for some reason... maybe because I like to make out with boys. Everybody thought that I was like a hoochie mama. And I was like, I just like kissing.
Happy, happy hoochie mama.
Expect. I'm like, I'm not even a hoe right now. Like,
I just like to smooch.
Mm-hmm. With baseball players. But he didn't really count. That's probably why I liked him, is because he wasn't one of the churchy boys. But yeah, I did the same thing. I went like opposite direction. I just was like, I started serving while I was going to that school.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived off campus, so yeah, I was just got into the service industry, and so I was like not fucking with the church boys anymore, you know what I mean? So yeah. Yeah, and there was like so many boys in between, and then I dated my
is it time
about Chad?
Yeah, is that what you were gonna say?
I was gonna say Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
I mean, it was my first relationship, like, since my high school boyfriend. I had been treated a certain type of way. Yeah, I felt like a hoe. And, like, no one wanted to, like, because all these church boys were perfect and, like, needed a certain image.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't, like, the image or whatever, which is fine. But I just went through, like, this whole time frame of just like being the secret, And I'm sure a lot of people can, like, relate to that. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good feeling. No. I felt like second banana. Second banana. Second Surely banana. Someone else has heard that saying. I felt like second banana to, like, banana.
Yeah, like, second banana.
To, like, friends and, like... Yeah, I in boy whatever, and so all these church boys, I was like, "Nah, fuck all you bitches, I'm out." So I didn't really date anybody until Chad.
Chadley.
And we like our first date. We met on Tinder. He was in the Air Force.
Of course he was.
He lived 45 minutes away. He's in the Air Force. Met on Tinder, and our first date was a hike in Cloudcroft. I'm like,
really?
Like, this is maybe not the safest way to go on this, but I literally was like, I could take him, so I think it's all right. Literally what I thought. And I don't really know. I wasn't in a good place when I started dating Chad, so honestly, like, the validation was kind of what is the reason that I got into a relationship. Also, I have this thing about getting into relationships when I don't mean to. So, like...
Dude, you do that.
And then
that is, that's your thing.
It's not my thing. I'm not doing that anymore. Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
it. Was her
thing. It was my thing.
Was.
I had a pattern, but I'm working on it. But we just, like, had gone out for, like, a little bit. And then he was like, yeah, you're my girlfriend now. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm your girlfriend now. And then we dated for a year and a half. And, like, why? Like, there is no reason. Like, at all. Boredom, validation, needing a little confidence boost. Honestly, sorry, Chad, but, like, that's what I that's why I was in a relationship at that time. I was, like, not in a good headspace at all. And, like, especially talking about, like, carrying shit from other relationships. This was my first relationship after my major heartbreak. So, like, all sorts of shit was bubbling. I was, drunk all the time. Like, I was just fucking wild. And Chad just kind of just hung along. He was just, like, my little tag-along buddy. He was just my, like, buddy. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, oh, my God. And he was like, we should get married. I'm like, you should maybe think again.
And
no. He's like, I'm about to move to Germany. We can get married. I was like, you can fuck off is what can really actually happen. But yeah, and so there wasn't really a reason to date Chad, except I guess maybe to learn how to be in a relationship again. Maybe.
Yeah.
There was definitely some benefits to it, but at least the bigger lesson learned is maybe not to get into relationships with people you don't even really like that much.
Dude, it happens, though.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's a good moral of the story, folks.
It happens.
It's shit, man. But, I mean, it's funny to laugh on. Yeah. You were there. You were around for Chad a little bit.
Yeah, I was.
He sucked.
He did. I mean,
he didn't suck. Sorry, Chad. You don't suck. It was just like, oh, man, dude. Like,
come on.
Come on.
Okay.
Anyways, sorry, Chad.
Sorry, Chad.
He's married now. He's happy. She's cute. It's fine.
Yeah, it all worked out.
It all
works out.
Because everything works out for us.
Oh, my gosh. But speaking of, like, boyfriends, you're like, why did I date them? I definitely had that. It was, like, whenever you and I first met each other.
I remember.
And you and I was dating this guy. We'll just call him...
Why can't you call him what his name is?
I swear. North Cowboy.
North Cowboy. Yeehaw.
Just call him Callie.
Whatever. Potato, potato.
That's why I say hella, because he always said hella.
Yeah, dude, I know.
Well, hella, because I got it from him.
Callie Boys, man. But
he was literally, dude, he literally worked at Abercrombie. Like, what was I doing dating a guy that worked at Abercrombie? It was just, like, one of those relationships that, same thing, it just kind of happened. And he just, like, would always stay at my house, and I know it would drive my roommate nuts. But it was, like, I don't know, dude. It was just, like, honestly, like, every girl has a good-for-nothing guy that they date. And that was him. He's good-for-nothing. He didn't have a car.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, barely had a job. He, like, had no money. Not that, like, you need all of those things, but, like, he also wasn't, like, providing anything, like, emotional at all either. Like, he was just hanging out smoking weed. And, like, you know... I'm just like, dude, you know...
Do something.
Do something.
That's really not attractive, like...
when that's and, all you do. I mean, yeah. We like to, you know, smoke our little legal gray cannabis. We're
productive.
Yeah, very. And like, he wasn't doing. I was just like, what are you doing besides like just burning a hole in my couch? It was just, I don't know, dude.
What are you doing?
Literally burning a hole in my couch. Like, come on, come on,
dude.
But that's what he just was like, nah. And it was, I think it was the same thing. It was just like, he was attractive, a really attractive guy. So I think it was like partly the validation. And like, I mean, we had fun together. I mean, like, kind of.
That's how I feel about Chad. I'm like, we had fun together. More so, like, I just had fun, and Chad was kind of there.
Well, that's what I mean. And then, oh my gosh, speaking of, he would drive me fucking crazy. So, that night that I met you at our Christmas party, homeboy, like, is, like, fucked up. And, like, rightfully so. We were all drinking a lot. And so,
that was a big party.
We go up to my bedroom, and, like, he, like, gets like butt ass naked, and he's just like falls asleep, and I was like, okay. And so I like get in bed, and I like have the spins a little bit, but then he gets up and he like stumbles and like and then literally turns towards the corner of my bed and puts his arm on the corner and starts peeing on my fucking floor carpet at that. And I was just like, what are you doing? Go to the bathroom.
I am in the bathroom. Why wouldn't you think I'd be in the bathroom?
I was like,
because your hands on my fucking bed.
Dude, I was like, oh my gosh. I was pissed.
Did you break up with him after that?
No, see, that was dumb. I know. I still let him tag around for like another month or two. Gross. But fuck, dude. He was just like, he couldn't like, yeah, he ended up getting fired from Abercrombie. I'm like, homeboy, you work there 15 hours a week. How do you get fired from a job that you work at 15 hours a week? But I guess it happens. And so it was just like, come on. But literally, I feel like every girl has a guy like that, that they look back on and we're just like, oh my gosh, this is it.
That's some shit, man. I don't know. It's just, it's so strange to look back on it and it be so far behind you, because it's kind of like, it's there. And then it's just not there anymore. You know what I mean? Like all the like memories and all the feelings of how you fucking felt. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't know. You meet new toxic people and then they fuck your shit up. You know what I mean?
So, on to the next.
So you can't be worried about what's in the past, because you're going to focus on staying afloat out here with these sharks. These boys who think they're sharks.
Dude, so are though. Oh, like, God damn, you sneaky little motherfucker.
The fuck? Well, for why? I just don't understand. But that's for another time. I know the next episode, man, thank God this is a series, because there's no way we could fucking talk about everything in one podcast.
Yeah.
So tag along for the next, because we'll be talking about dating in your late 20s and how that looks a little different than when you were in high school. But it's still toxic sometimes. But sometimes it's good. You learn how to set your boundaries. You need those, like, sometimes you just need those moments again to, like, make you set your boundaries again. You know what I mean? And figure out what you want.
Yeah.
And what you, like.
I think definitely, like, every relationship you go through, you just learn. You learn a lot about yourself. Because you're just, like, I feel like in every relationship, at least that I've been in, like, I have been different. Like, I'm a different person to my husband. Like, I've been different people to, like, different boyfriends or guys that I just, like, gave my attention to for a little bit. Like, you know? It's just kind of crazy how each experience you just continue to learn.
It's true. And it's, like, different seasons. And you are different people in different seasons of your life. Like, I'm a different person now than I was 2 years ago, this time last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're always just, if you allow yourself to grow, then that's cool, because you can see the progress, even mm-hmm. when you've had, like, the dips and the valleys and shit, you know? So, relationships are all about the human experience, and we all have to do them, and we all go through them, and we all learn different things, but similar things, you know? Mm-hmm. So, it's all how you just go about it.
Yeah, and how you let it, like, affect you, like, in a negative or a positive way. And I don't think that either are bad. I just think that, you know, it's just part of who we are.
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, too, you kind of... It all kind of circles back on how much you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is hard. When you've poured your love out to other people so much, you, like, forget how to love yourself. Or if you don't even know how to, you know? But...
Maybe it's the journey... Maybe it's not the journey of, like... It's not the journey of, like, really, like, relationships. It's really about, like, loving yourself. Like, speaking of you saying that.
The journey of self.
The journey of self-love. Because, yeah, I mean, when you find, like, a healthier relationship, which I know we'll talk about in another episode as well, you know, it does change you. And it, like, pushes you.
Yeah.
And it's fucking sick. But, and it makes, like, I know for me... Too, it's, like, made me, like, really reflect and be like, damn, I gotta love myself, too.
Yeah.
You know?
And totally.
I really gotta take care of myself. Shit's important.
That's so important. And that's something we're always working on and we're always gonna, like, talk about because we always gotta do it, you know?
Yeah.
And especially this year, I know a lot of people are feeling a similar way. Like, a lot of my friends, a lot of people that I'm seeing are just kind of over feeling like shit and kind of over... all of the anxiety that's come with the last 2 years. And so I think a lot of people are trying to do self-healing, and I think that's really good as a collective, because if everybody just healed a little bit, the world would definitely be a little better, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
So.
A better place.
A better place. Forgiveness. It's more than saying sorry. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Well, I think that's probably a wrap for... this 10th episode of ours. Fireworks, balloons. We don't need a million followers to get balloons. I'll do it one day.
Surprise. It'll be surprise.
Yeah, surprise balloons.
Pop!
Oh, God. Might scare my dog. Anyways, stay tuned for the next episode about dating in your late 20s.
Bye.
Bye.